Major League Baseball sign-stealing controversy has grown big time today. The Astros have fired their manager, A.J. Hinch, and general manager Jeff Lunau after the league suspended them both for a year, stripped the team of its first and second-round picks for 2020 and 2021, and fined the team $5 million. We're going to take a deeper dive. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with San Francisco Chronicle baseball writer John Shea. These punishments today, you expected them?
Well, we expected a lot from Major League Baseball in terms of punishments. We didn't expect what the Houston Astros owner did, Jim Crane. He not only accepted the penalties in that Hinch and Lunau would be suspended for a year, he actually fired both men. So there will be a new manager in Houston and a new general manager in Houston. Neither of those guys is coming back.
John, there are additional allegations out there involving this team. Do you see additional punishment heading the Astros' way?
Not the Astros' way. Major League Baseball already said it will not be disciplining any players. Now, that includes Carlos Beltran, the only player from the 17 World Series team mentioned in Rob Manfred's 9-page report today. So, in fact, we're probably going to, if the next suspension you're going to hear about is the Boston Red Sox, the Alex Cora was bench coach on the 17 Astros. Well, then in 18, he became the Red Sox manager. Red Sox won the World Series. Now they are under investigation for a similar scheme of illegal technology use. It's A-okay to steal signs. If you're a runner at second base, looking in at the catcher and signaling to your teammate at the plate, but it's not okay to use technology to steal signs.
There are some who are suggesting that the Astros need to vacate their 2017 World Series title. They were stealing signs up to it and through it. What do you think of that?
Not going to happen. Barry Bonds remains the all-time home run leader for a season and for a career, and Roger Clemens still has his 7 Cy Young Awards. Nothing changed from the PED era. Many people say it's still ongoing, but performance-enhancing drugs changed the game in the late 90s and early 2000s especially. But all those World Series championships that the teams won are still intact. All the records are still intact. So nothing will change. The 17 Astros will always remain the world champions of that particular year. But as we all know now, it's going to be tainted forever.
John, you are a longtime student of this game. Help us with some historical perspective. Just how big of a deal is this in the lifetime of baseball?
Well, only 2 other managers were suspended for a year or more. And we have to go back to Leo Durocher in 1947. He ruined his chances to manage Jackie Robinson with the Brooklyn Dodgers because of his relationship with folks, the mafia-related, gamblers, all these things. He got a 1-year suspension. Later came back with the Giants and was Willie Mays' first manager in 1951 in New York. Another guy, Pete Rose, was suspended forever. It was far more than a year for what he did gambling as a manager with the Cincinnati Reds. So this is historic. It's game-changing. It's legacy-altering. I mean, lesson learning. More attention will be focused on what happens with technology and whether players will have access at all to technology during games. Obviously, we use it for replay, and you know that has been an improvement in today's world. But in terms of stealing signs, cheaters got caught today. Probably a good thing and a terrible thing for the Houston Astros.
San Francisco Chronicle baseball writer John Shea.